guys, it's Kira
and Madison.
And today we're going to be talking to you about how a sea lion saves man from
death.
And that man's name is
Kevin Hines.
So basically we're going to be showing you
three pictures.
Yeah, total of three pictures. One of Kevin Hines, one of the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, and one of a sea lion. Which we couldn't find the sea lion that actually saved him. So we just put a random sea lion on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how it began. Kevin Hines was like maybe 18, mm-hmm. 19 at the time. And he was struggling with a mental illness, mm-hmm. which caused him to have depression. And he wanted to commit suicide. And that's when he jumped off the famous bridge in 2000. So that was probably really tragic for his family. But now,
when the ceiling came into action, he fell from a 25-foot bridge.
Well, that's pretty high. He didn't fall, he didn't jump from the top of the whole bridge, or he would have died. He jumped from where the cars were at. So, you know, kind of.
Where the cars drove.
Yeah. But. When he fell down, something circled beneath him, and it was just bumping him up, because he did break his back, and if you break your back, you could drown, and
really?
You can't breathe. So, he thought it was a shark that was going to eat him, but the sea lion was keep on bumping it up so he could breathe. So now I'm going to pass it over to Kira.
When the woman in the lifeguard came in, Hines believed another factor also helped him save his life was a woman driving past saw his plunge and immediately reported to a friend in the Coast Guard. He said without her call, the Coast Guard would not have known his exact location, which was at San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, and would not have gotten to him before hypothermia. Hypothermia is when you get super duper cold and like your hands and your whole body turns like bluish purple, red-ish kind of.
And you die.
And
you could lose him to death.
Yeah. Before hypothermia or his injuries, including serious back problems, which was a broken back.
Yeah, and I think he broke his neck.
Yeah. Hines is now 37.
Yeah, 37.
And is a mental health advocate who speaks at events all around the world to bid to prevent suicides. This is my absolute passion in his life's works. That's what Kevin said. What he's really talking about here, what he's talking about here is that it crosses all the boundaries, every race, creed, color, and everyone is touched by this somehow.
Yeah.
And everyone loves his website.
Because they get touched.
Because they get touched by
his. And they think their parents don't love them at all. But
he's still loved by everyone in his family.
Like if you have depression, people think no one loves them. But really, your parents do love you. Your family loves you. But if you don't want to know that, then you're just gonna be sad.
Yeah, so, the rest of your life, depression.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, guys. Bye.